Hey Greg, I have this question. I'm a bit curious. I want to know the answer, but I wanted to use the answer maybe for content. So I don't want to do it in writing because then it's not usable. So what's been on my mind, and that's why I have to ask you in this audio text message form already now. What has been on my mind is you had this thing, right? Before Marty played with Megadeth in Budokan. Where you were like, ah, I think that thing could be as much damage to a band as it could be a good thing or a fun thing. And that's been on my mind. What the fuck were you referring to then? Something in particular that made you feel really shitty concerning a guest spot on stage, because they're usually fun and good in those big bands. I don't understand it, but I'm sure you're not completely bullshitting, so you have to have this traumatic experience or something that. This trauma from the past, and I'm too curious not to know right now. So answer in audio.
My thing with guest spots is not so much that they're guest spots, but when they're guest spots that arrive in a type of reunion format. I mean, there's several reasons and examples I can mention where, these type of occurrences have happened. And it's kind of been disruptive, or just to both the general fan base, or just to me personally. Maybe it's more of a perceptive thing, or just maybe it's more of a me thing. But there's definitely one instance in particular that I think probably inspired this mindset, and it happened when I was very young. I was 14 years old, and this I know for an inst for a fact was something that impacted not just me, but really turned off a lot of people. In 1996, Van Halen did two songs on a greatest hits compilation, two new songs, with David Lee Roth. And they even did an appearance, presenting a MTV Music Video Award. They did an appearance as a band, the original four members. And no matter what they said that, this is, we're not 100% back together. We're just trying this out. We're just doing a couple new songs. It doesn't matter. You can't do that. It doesn't work. You can't give people a bite when they're starving because they're going to want the rest of the meal. And of course, in typical Van Halen fashion, they did the two songs. They were very well received. Everyone got stoked. Everyone got their hopes up, and everyone was ready for the big reunion record and the what would probably have been an even bigger reunion tour, because it was a reunion that would have been one of the bigger ones in rock history. And of course, it all fell apart and it didn't happen. And I think that Van Halen, you could argue, never really recovered from that. The last record they did with Sammy Hagar in 1995 was Balance, and it sold 3 million copies. And he was out of the band, I think, by midway through 1996. And between Balance and the next record, which was Van Halen 3, which featured not David Lee Roth on vocals, but Gary Cherone of Extreme, that sold 500,000 copies. It went gold. That broke a string of basically every Van Halen record up to that point being platinum. So between 1995 and 1998, 2.5 million people fell off that Van Halen train. And again, I don't think that they ever recovered. When they did ultimately get back together with David Lee Roth, they did so without Michael Anthony. And to me, that was not the same. It's not the same. It wasn't the original four. So again, there's several other instances and examples, but I think that's probably the most glaring and best example to use when guest spots in the form of a reunion type scenario can go bad. Mustaine is it if for all of his faults, which there are many, he's not so ego protective that he's evasive to hire to upper echelon talent. He will never hesitate to get someone that is better than him, because I think he does have that 10,000 feet above view of like the big picture. And he does deserve to be commended for that.
He certainly put his ego aside to bring in people that arguably could overshadow him on a record that's going to last for forever, for perpetuity. Now, if he was a person that lacked confidence or was the other extreme, psychopathically ego-driven, that they couldn't have that on there.
To kind of piggyback on what you're saying, El Punterino, look at what's happening this very weekend in the world of Megadeth. I mean, there's never been invites to the Jeff Youngs, the Chris Pollins,
the Kings of Thrash.
There's never been those invites to come up on the stage and have a jam with us again for old time's sakes.
Mm.
Marty Friedman this weekend is going to be playing with Megadeth again for the first time since 2000. Now, Marty Friedman, he is in Japan, he's a superstar. He carved out a niche. Is like a,
yes,
it's just, besides, you know, him just being a guitar player, he had a TV show and he was just a pop culture person over there. And so there is a certain reverence Mustaine has for the people that he has brought into his band. And obviously Marty is, you know, let's not be so naive to insinuate that Mustaine is above, you know, attaching himself to reputations that are self-serving as well. I mean, he's going to be in Japan.
Yes, of course.
But, you know, they played Japan a ton of times since 2000. And Marty Friedman hasn't been on any of those gigs. You know, it was something that just never happened. So, you know, if Mustaine gave someone the seal of approval by welcoming them into the ranks, you know, he does have that eye and he does have that reverence and he does have that respect for anyone who can hang with him. You know, maybe not so much, you know, a Glenn Drover or something like that, but Marty Friedman, that's different.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I just got here to rehearsal, and Megadeth has a show tonight in a different part of Tokyo, and I came in for rehearsal, so we're going to rehearse in a little bit. I haven't met anybody yet. Haven't seen Dave in like forever. I can't wait. It's like, it's not a nervous thing. It's kind of like a family reunion, class reunion, some kind of really cool, fun event. And it's really exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. And then we're going to jam. We're going to play a couple songs and see how it goes. Yeah, kind of always thought this was going to happen, you know, Megadeth at Budokan. And if it did, I kind of thought that I might get the call, and I did. And it's impossible to turn it down, because I'm 20 minutes away from Budokan and I can't wait to play with those guys. So it's just a really fun thing to do. And I'm just so looking forward to it. It's really something I want to share, my first Megadeth reunion with everyone at Budokan, and I want to share Megadeth's first Budokan with us together. Does that make sense? My English is getting so weird. Anyway, it's just going to be a really fun event, and I'm looking forward to doing it.
I got you, Marty. Marty-san.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Great to see
you. You too. Can I introduce you to somebody?
Please do.
How do you know James?
Nice
right?
to meet you.
No, we've never met before.
Yeah. We've never met before.
Big fan. Hi.
Likewise.
Dirk.
Very nice to meet you. It's an honor.
I love your drumming.
Oh, thank you so much.
So much.
Thank you. He's actually the other guitar player.
Is he?
No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
Don't give me.
And where is the other guitar player?
You know guitar players, man.
When I heard Kiko playing guitar, this is a weird analogy, but it was like watching someone have sex with
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that. It was like watching someone have sex with your ex-girlfriend and doing a damn good job of it. It was really like very strange emotion. As you all know, Megadeth is Dave Mustaine. Always is, always was. But the thing about Dave that is probably keeping him in the forefront and keeping him like in people's psyche, so to speak, is the fact that you have this music that you want to get made, and you're always finding the people who can actually get it done for you. And it's a lifelong quest, and it's so really hard to do, even on the short term. But on the long term, it's just, you get my ultimate respect for that.
Thanks, Marty.
And playing Budokan 30 years plus into the career, it's just, it's a testament to the music that, it's your music, it still sounds like the first album. I mean, what you're trying to do, it's the same thing, but in a good way. Like AC/DC has that thing that they always keep trying to do it, and am I making sense?
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that needs to be said about this is he's always allowed these great people to shine in the band. And for me, it was an opportunity to get from the underground to the mainstream. There was a lot of guys who play better than me, definitely a lot of guys taller than me. But Dave gave me a chance to come in the band, and we did some really, really cool stuff together. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me on the map, and it allowed me to get into places that I wouldn't have gone as this underground guitar player. And look at these guys that he has now doing the same thing. I mean, these guys are so incredible, incredible players, and you really need that to get his music out. And as a result, it's not only his music, but it's the music of all the members. It's, you know, it starts with the seed of his music, which doesn't change. Megadeth is Megadeth. You're not going to have one album that's like, well, this is the blues album or something. It's like, it's going to be Megadeth, but you get these guys on there, and they're so different from maybe there was another incarnation of Megadeth, but it's still so rooted in what Dave's original intention was that I think that is the key to keeping in the forefront. And I just want to say thanks for having me.
And, of course.
Officially say it right here.
You're welcome. Yeah. Very welcome.
Man, I was listening to you guys rehearse. That groove I've never heard before. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
The songs I've heard before.
Yeah.
Your band is killing it.
Thank you.
I'm loving it.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm stoked.
How soon do you think you want to come down here?
Whenever you guys are ready.
Okay. You want to come down 5 minutes? That'd be great.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're already soaked.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Awesome. I'm going to go to my dressing room real quick and
whatever you need.
Drink, and I'll be right down.
I'm there.
Thanks, Mario.
Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too, man.
Awesome, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
I was just telling Dirk how great you guys sounded in the rehearsal. I could hear it.
Yeah.
I've never heard such a groove from Megadeth before. It really sounds great.
Yeah.
Really great. Let's jam, man.
That was great.
I have no idea how you want to run this thing, but I'll do everything exactly like it was when I was in the band.
Okay.
Yeah. And if for and some I'm reason we don't, then I'll have you play the cleans.
I'm playing the lead, the final lead there.
Yeah, harmony, right?
The harmony, I play Dave's part.
Right.
Which is like the stay the same. And you're the one that
goes up and off.
Goes up, yeah.
We'll see when we play.
Okay.
Mr. Marty Friedman came on and did 3 songs. Countdown to Extinction, hell yeah. say, Dave's vocals sound unusually good here. I don't know if he kind of stepped up and did the little extra just because Marty was back. I don't know, maybe. That would have been a good call anyway, you know. A lot of eyes and ears will be onto a show like that. But of course, the most important bit to most Friedman fans would be the solo in Tornado of Souls. What do you think about the classic guitar solo of Tornado of Souls as to how it was performed by Marty Friedman just now?
If there was ever any doubt as to who is in Megadeth history going to be the ultimate guitar number two, it should have been obliterated the moment you saw Marty Friedman play the solo in Tornado of Souls from Budokan. He has a presence, he has a flair, he has a feel that is the best of the best of that band. His is a spot that can only be filled by him. And while Kiko is tremendous, there just ain't nothing like Marty and Megadeth.
I agree. What I noticed, first and foremost, with this version, this rendition of the solo, was that he hadn't over-practiced, which I loved. You could hear that he's not even playing it as clean as Kiko, but still so much better, so much cooler. This attitude, there's a bit of a urgency and danger to his playing, like a proper rock star soloist, it's dangerous. It's way more dangerous than Kiko. Way more dangerous. It's more lethal. It's more also on the edge of existence in that way. Yeah, Marty's the best.
And that's the intangible it factor of Marty as a player. And we've discussed this on the way back. He's like a begrudging shredder. He's almost like if Ace Frehley one day woke up and understood the theory behind Yngwie and all of a sudden had the dexterity to play that stuff. That's Marty Friedman. He's a rock and roll guitarist with shredder chops and a punk rock attitude because, yeah, it's never clean. Ever. And that's one of the things that makes him great. He's of a lost generation. Everything is perfect now. Everything is excellent. And that's why I don't believe in a Megadeth. It will ever be as good as it once was, because one of the reasons it once was that good will probably never be back in the band again, and that's Marty Friedman.
A rock star. And you know one when you see one, right?
G'day, champions of So Far, So Pod, So What, Punt Road here. Very excited to get the opportunity from the guys to just say a couple of words about Marty returning to the fold with Megadeth at Budokan just very recently. You know, Marty is an integral part of the whole Megadeth story, and particularly that third Rust in Peace lineup. What he brought to the party was just amazing. Brilliant to see him up on stage with the main man, Dave Mustaine, and the new master, Kiko. I think the three of those is about as good guitarist, a triumvirate of technical ability as you'll ever see. Just brilliant to be able to watch them in action. Fantastic song choice with Tornado of Souls, which is a must. Brilliant solo. I don't think anyone can deny that. And one of metal's best, certainly one of Marty's as well. Symphony of Destruction, an often played song by Megadeth, as you can well imagine. But the solo is sensational. Marty Friedman, and I think it definitely needed its place there. Countdown to Extinction was probably the outlier. I didn't expect that one, but in fairness, it was a welcome return for that song to the Megadeth fold. It's been some time since I've heard it, and yeah, I just thought it was great. Would have loved to have been there. Fantastic to experience it with the live stream and the video afterwards, and just an excellent thing for anyone who really loves Megadeth, anyone who really loves metal, anyone who really loves virtuoso guitar performances. It was well worth every penny. Thanks, guys.
You could basically question the onslaught of AI technology just by saying, okay, let me see AI compose and perform a solo a la Marty Friedman. It's going to take a lot more processor energy to get there than we got today, I think. Whereas some of the newer guitarists that play perfectly clean via the computer and the editing, of course, or whatever, you know, they will be replaced by AI much sooner. It's technically just the way it is. So to cap off on that little computer analogy, I would say that there's a hell lot more information in one Marty Friedman bend that is a bit unpredictable. It's a bit different every time live too. So there's so much information in that bend. It's a cliche, but it's true. Like, you have to play, you can't play notes to a certain number to get that much information in, because people get lost as you're rambling up the numbers. So sometimes it's about concentrating it and having a tight, concentrated punch there at the right point. We'll be right back. having a tight, concentrated punch there at the right point, and you get the point across. Another one is Glenn Tipton in Painkiller, when he goes for those super pinched harmonic bend stop things. You know what I mean? It's really, really fucking cool. Really, really fucking cool.
So far, so bad. So far, so good. Obey.